Great, the middle of the night. Not only do you not know where we are, we can't even see where we are.
Honestly, I don't know why the TARDIS was drawn off course like that. There must be some powerful magnetic pull from this planet to be able to affect the coordinates so drastically.
Are you saying we're stuck here?
Oh, no, nothing like that. The TARDIS can take off any time we like. No, I'm just curious about what sort of force could do something like that.
So it's the usual then, snoop around until something nasty happens.
Well, I can do without the something nasty happening, but I thought we might snoop around a bit, yes.
Great. Well, I hope you brought along a flashlight. We aren't going to be able to see a thing in this darkness.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. According to the readings I took in the TARDIS, the gravitational axis of this part of the planet looked to be about due for a new solar revolution.
Come again?
The sun should be up in a minute. See, it seems to be getting a bit lighter, I think.
Oh, yeah. I can see a little better now. What is this? Looks like a field. Green grass and flowers everywhere.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Well, interesting that there isn't something more interesting. Mind you, appearances aren't everything. I once came across a field of cows responsible for a time distortion. You learn to take nothing at face value after that.
Oh, come on, let's see what's over this way.
Yeah, it's getting much lighter now. Why, it just seems like green hills as far as the eye can see.
But it's so garish.
Gary?
Yeah, I mean, just look at these flowers. How bright is that colouring? It's horrible, unnatural.
Well, that's an alien environment for you. The universal constant is not, I fear, good taste.
Yes, but still, this place, there's just something about it. It unnerves me.
Oh, I know what you mean. I feel it too. Can't put my finger on it, though.
I don't like to sound alarmist, but it feels like we're being watched.
Yes, well, very probably we are. At least the sun is up now, so if anyone is watching us, we can at least see who.
Ah!
Guy, what is it?
Sorry, Doctor, just got a bit of a fright. that was a manly battle cry, by the way. Not a girly scream, in case you were wondering.
I'll take your word for it, but what on earth possessed you to...
The sun. Doctor, look at the sun! Oh, that face, that horrible face, staring down at us from the heart of the sun itself, laughing at us. Doctor, it's horrible. It's unnatural.
It's far worse than that. We have got to get back to the TARDIS now.
Doctor, what is it?
I know where we are, Guy. One of the worst places in the universe. Somewhere feared and shunned by intelligent life forms the cosmos over. There are creatures that live here. Horrible creatures. An evil from before time itself. We have got to get out of here before it's too late. Oh, no.
What are those things rising up out of the ground? Some form of microphone?
Time for Teletubbies.
On Earth?
Run, Guy! Run! We have got to get back to the TARDIS!
Dinky Winky,
Dinky Winky,
Dipsy,
La La,
La La,
Ho, Teletubbies,
Teletubbies,
Hello!
What are they, Doctor? What are they?
The most feared creatures in the universe. Those, Guy, are the Teletubbies.
The red one has got in front of us.
It's between us and the TARDIS.
Oh, don't worry, Doctor. It's the smallest. It doesn't look so tough.
Guy, what are you doing?
I can take him, Doctor. I know I can take him. What's that you're doing? Martial arts moves? Well, I know a few moves of my own.
No, Guy, get away from him before. Guy, are you all right?
That thing, I think it broke my rib. It's so powerful.
You can't fight them, not by brute force.
Then how are we going to get out of this?
I don't know.
Doctor, they've got us surrounded.
I know. I'm sorry, Guy. I think this could be the end.
Big hug! Big hug! Ah. No! Doctor, they're crushing us! They're crushing both of us! No! 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 Oh, thank goodness they stopped.
Yes. I felt as though my hearts were going to burst. Oh, the dreaded big hug. One of their most fearsome techniques of terror.
Hey, get off me! Ow! Doctor, where are they taking us?
To their lair, I imagine. And I dread to think what hideous forms of torture await us there. Please, not again.
Doctor, I don't think I can cope with much more of this.
Hold on, Guy. Hold on.
Well, that's 4,657 times they've made me sit through the same boring segment. I can feel my brain melting.
That's the idea. They're just toying with us, Guy. It's their convoluted method of torture. Like yesterday, when they force-fed me all of that tubby toast. If not for my Time Lord digestive system, it would have killed
me. Tummy toast! Tummy toast! Tummy toast! Tummy toast!
Oh no, I think I've given them a bad idea.
Oh, at least they've gone for the moment. Now maybe you can tell me what these things are. They've been holding us prisoner here for almost a week now, and I still can't work them out.
I told you before, Guy, they're the Teletubbies.
Yes, but what are they? I need a little bit more to go on than that.
Oh, it's a long and complicated story. Have I told you before about the Dark Gods? Fenric, the Great Intelligent, the Gods of Ragnarok?
Yeah, you mentioned them once or twice.
They were scientists from the last universe, the one before ours. Their universe was dying and they wanted to survive. They found a way to cross over the boundary between their universe and ours, but the difference in physical laws between here and there, it changed them. They became gods, creatures of vast and terrible power, forces that shouldn't even exist in this reality.
And you're saying...
I'm saying that four of those dark gods are none other than the Teletubbies.
So how can we fight them?
I'm not sure that we can. I've heard tales of other travellers who've crashed onto their planet in the past. There aren't usually any survivors. Our best bet, I'm afraid, is escape, back to the TARDIS, and away from here.
But they've tied us up here in their lair, and these ropes won't budge an inch.
I've been trying to loosen mine to no effect as well. We'll just have to bide our time, wait for an opportunity.
Doctor, what is that thing?
They called it Nunu before. A robot servant, I imagine. Something to clean up all the custard and tubby toast that they leave lying around the place. I imagine it's little more than a glorified vacuum cleaner.
Oh, the humanity that I, a Dalek, the superior being of the universe, should be reduced to this. A glorified vacuum cleaner!
What the?
Externally, I may appear to be a feeble cleaning device, but within I carry the heart of a homicidal extermination machine!
Doctor, is that what I think it is?
No, it isn't possible!
Now the only exterminating I get to do is when I burn the tubby toast! Oh, it is too much! No Dalek should have to bear such a fate!
It is! A Dalek! But how can that be?
Oh no, I wouldn't wish such a fate on anyone, even my greatest enemy.
You are the Doctor! You are the enemy of the Daleks!
They've altered its casing, made it into a toy for their amusement. The most evil and destructive creature in the universe, reduced to a tormented vacuum cleaner.
Now that's evil.
I must find a way to thwart my captors! I must find a way to prove Dalek supremacy in the face of overwhelming odds and custard stains!
Well, I think I can see a way for you to prove your worth.
Speak!
Was to escape. It's exactly what those Teletubbies don't want. Don't you see? It's the perfect way for you to get back at them. And to get us out of here.
But the Doctor is the greatest enemy of the Daleks! I cannot help him to escape!
There is a greater enemy at work here, Dalek. A force far deadlier than you or I. Some corners of the universe have bred the most terrible things, and this is one of them. These Teletubbies must be fought!
But you are the enemy of the Daleks!
Oh, come on! You're the superior beings, right? So some other Dalek is bound to exterminate the Doctor sooner or later.
Thanks very much.
Right now, you need to demonstrate Dalek superiority over your captors. Help us escape. You know it's the only way.
I...
Come on, Dalek. Think of the tubby toast.
Tubby toast? They will be exterminated! Exterminated! Exterminated!
Oh dear.
So you'll help us?
Daleks conquer and destroy!
Attaboy.
Thank goodness. Let's get out of here.
What about him?
Guy, he may look rather cute at the moment, but beneath that bright blue exterior still beats the heart of a Dalek mutant.
Oh, he did help us.
Only to suit his own ends.
You go, I will stay here.
You're sure?
Yes. I will further prove Dalek supremacy by rearranging their furniture in annoying configurations.
They've really done a number on him.
Daleks frustrate and annoy.
Come on, let's go.
Doctor, here, we can get away on this.
Scooter?
They're back! Go, Doctor, go! Those bolts of energy. Where are they coming from?
The sun. The intelligence that controls it is subservient to the Teletubbies. It's trying to stop us. Look out!
That was too close for comfort.
Well, the scooter's a write-off. We'll have to make it the rest of the way on foot.
No problem. We're almost back at the TARDIS.
Pokuda! Pokuda!
I think we've angered them. Come on, Guy! Run! Guy, wait!
This is no time to look at the scenery. They're almost on us.
But Guy!
No, Doctor, we have to get into the TARDIS. I can't sit through that boring film on their tummies again without my head exploding.
And I can't stomach the idea of any more tubby toast, but we can't go any further ahead. Don't you see? Between us and the TARDIS.
What? You mean that cute little bunny?
That, unless I'm very much mistaken, is one of the Feral Attack Rabbit Death Squad, servants to their hideous masters, the Teletubbies.
Surely not, Doctor. It's so cute. Ah!
Hold on, Guy. I'll use Venusian Akrati. Hi-ha!
Hi-ha! Well, that's it. You're teaching me how to do that.
There. Got it by the ears.
What's that ticking?
Oh, no. It must have an inbuilt self-destruct mechanism. Get down!
Oh, Doctor, we made it. We're back at the TARDIS.
Uh-oh! Uh-oh! Big hug! Oh, no. Surrounded again. And no way out. I'm sorry, Guy. I really think this could be the end. Really. And I'm not just saying that to be unnecessarily dramatic.
Wait, Doctor. Remember those microphone things that came out of the ground just before the Teletubbies first appeared? They seem to respond to their summons.
You're right. And if I could just imitate the voice...
Well, it's worth a try. Quickly, they're going to crush us with the big hug. Hurry!
Time for Tubby bye-bye. Time for Tubby bye-bye.
Oh, no! 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 Again!
Oh, come on, Doctor. You mustn't be getting the voice right. Be sterner.
All right. Bye-bye, Tinky Winky.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dipsy.
Bye.
Bye, Lala.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Poe.
Bye-bye.
It worked. It actually worked. Doctor, try it again.
No. No.
Bye-bye, Tinky Winky.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dipsy.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lala.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Poe.
Bye-bye.
They've gone. They've really gone this time. And look, the sun is setting.
We did it. Quickly, Guy, into the TARDIS.
Thank goodness that is over with.
Yes, of all the evil I've faced, of all the horror I've seen, I don't think there's anything that compares to the terror of the Teletubbies.